I'm Peter Bonner McNiss, and he is Chris Lang. And welcome to another of these regular property briefings. And a warm welcome to you, Chris.
Once again, it's good to be here.
After being forced to work from home, there has been a lot written about the speed at which employees are returning to offices, particularly in the capital cities around Australia. How do you see things unfolding?
Over the past 10 years or so, you would have noticed the advent of hot desking, and that was driven by financial controllers wanting to have more people in less space. And I could never really see this working because it simply made people less productive. And maybe it took COVID to become the catalyst for companies to start seeing the light.
How do you actually mean?
Well, now, Australia's biggest office landlords are telling us new tenants want larger offices for fewer people, but with significantly more collaborative space to encourage creativity, innovation, and culture. And therefore, since COVID, businesses have started using their offices differently. The density of Australian offices got ridiculously tight over the last decade as businesses were trying to get people into less space. According to Dexus research, the industry standard across Sydney and Melbourne CBDs was one worker for every 12 square metres of space in the months before COVID, compared to one person for 20 square metres of space about two decades ago. So what's happening now is that those businesses are renewing their leases and they're reworking their office space to create more collaborative spaces. And there's probably going to be less people in that space, but there's going to be more square metres taken up. And the way office space is previously used is now changing fast because of the culture, the collaboration, innovation is still so much easier to do in person. And we all know having people together is really important, but remote working during COVID has been helpful because it provided the opportunity to maintain some sort of team culture while people weren't actually seeing each other all that often.
So what percentage of workers have returned to CBD offices so far?
Melbourne's daily office occupancy has got up to about 45% of pre-COVID levels just as the latest lockdown began, while Sydney at the same time was pushing upwards of 68%. Now, that's probably come off a bit with their latest lockdown. Brisbane, Canberra, Perth and Adelaide seem to be in the 70% range, while Hobart is back at 93% of pre-pandemic levels, according to the Property Council of Australia. Now, with Melbourne's lockdown being lifted, it was already clearly trailing behind the others in terms of CBD recovery. And Morrison has warned that the current levels of occupancy in the CBD workplaces was not enough to support a broader economic recovery. You see, our CBDs support millions of jobs and generate hundreds of billions of dollars in economic activity, so we need them to be firing on all cylinders. However, you also need to recognise that the broader impact of working from home, because workers have opted to save time on the long daily commutes by staying at home for more days in a week. And the key issue in the year ahead will be whether the CBD office occupancy rates steadily creep up towards 90% or more of their pre-pandemic levels, because if it levels off at around 80%, it could effectively kill off many of the small shops and eateries that might otherwise limp along with just a 10% reduction in customers. Nonetheless, the CBD office leasing trends across Australia have been positive, with more than a 30% increase in demand in up to the 12 months to the end of June.
And what about the suburban office markets?
Well, it seems that office tenants are also choosing city fringe over CBD locations, because Melbourne suburban office market is really starting to flourish post-pandemic as CBD companies recognise the need to cant whole departments closer to their workforce to reduce the daily commute. I suspect that's happening Australia-wide because there's strong evidence that well-designed boutique commercial office buildings located in fringe locations are going to be strong performers in the post-COVID economy. And there's also a genuine desire to work closer to home in office buildings which are adaptable, energy efficient, offer an outdoor type experience, and enable businesses to control their own environment. And the inner city suburban market has become a highly desirable as businesses seek to locate to thriving neighbourhoods that are accessible and vibrant, with smaller tenants tending to move more quickly to 100% return to the office use compared with larger companies which are typically located in the CBDs. Now, this has helped strengthen demand for the suburban office. And there's also an economic benefit for smaller tenants relocating to fringe locations, such as lower rents and a reduction in the travel times. Now, clearly the COVID has driven a psychological shift in the way people work. And while the Melbourne CBD has been slowly improving with occupancy rates increasing from 25 to 45%, the smaller boutique buildings that are well located and well designed will appeal to COVID conscious tenants. And what you're getting with these buildings is flexible floor plates, modern workplaces, and a better control over your working environment. And I suspect this trend is likely to continue.
Thanks for filling us in on that. Particularly, I suspect, it's not something our listeners would normally hear much about, let alone fully understand.
Look, from what I can see, the fundamentals are still strong. We just need to let the dust settle a bit as things return to some sort of COVID normal.
Well, that's certainly good to hear. And thank you once again for your insights today.
Well, as always, it's a pleasure.